speedbuilders.com. Do you have any specific recollection of going out there today?
A little. It's very vague.
But given the description as to where the accident occurred on the police report I just read to you, and the information given on this particular, on number 6, would this appear to indicate to you that this is a map of the area where this particular accident occurred?
No, and the reason being is because you're not showing the connector or the transition in this schematic.
Let's go back to...
May I see this one again, please?
Number 5?
Yes.
Going back to 4?
Yeah, believe it or not, this better illustrates the area because it shows the transition. It shows the westbound 60 Pomona, and then off to your transition, that would take you to southbound on the 170 freeway, or the 7 freeway then. This here, it also indicates to you that on the transition, you're going to go northbound 7. See, they even changed the routes, but see, it doesn't go back to Dangler.
Dangler is back further, back here?
It would be, yeah.
Further than what I would consider south?
It would be east, yeah. It definitely would be east.
Let's go back to the first page here.
Forget it. That doesn't tell me nothing. It really doesn't.
Because it shows the intersection here, but you can't tell?
No, there's no way, no. That's why I was talking about the double take at this several times, because it does better illustrate.
I'm going to put these out of order here a second.
Okay.
Possibly so we can get to something. When we look at these two together, 6 and 4, what you're indicating is that this would be somewhat like this. If you were to put them together, would that be the appropriate way to...
You mean if I do it this way?
You can fold it.
So, is it okay if I turn around this way, or do you want me to come over to where you are?
We can set it this way.
There you go.
Okay. When you put number 4 and 6 together, then you're able to basically get it so that it's in the right overall position?
Yes.
Again, based upon where the police report indicates the accident occurred, are you able to generally identify here on this joint map...
You mean in feet?
Well, not in feet, but just can you point to a generalized location as to where you believe the accident occurred based upon that information?
No, I can't.
Now, having put these two, I'll hold it here. Having put these two maps together here, can you identify for me the area where the backflow pump would be that would control the system that would cover that area?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Right over here on First Street and Ford.
What I'm going to ask is, would you mark that with an X, a red X?
You can't see it, but it's right here, basically right there.
And that's where it's indicating the backflow?
Yes.
Where you've marked it here? And I guess it has a notation 2-inch?
Meter by others.
I can't read upside down here. So that would cover the whole system?
Yes, it would.
For this particular area?
Yes.
Would there be, on this side, which is really on this page 6, would there be a subsystem here that would have a turn-on valve for that area? I mean, if one wanted to go to turn it on... Where one would go to turn it on?
Let's look at the legend.
That's on page 2?
Okay, we'd have to look on our schematic here for anything that looks like a bow tie, which means a gate valve and a valve box. So, if you were downstream from this, you'd have to look on your schematic to find a gate valve that would operate your rainbirds.
This is number 5, and it appears to be the same, but without the basic notations of the street indications, so it should show up on this page 5. It appears that 6 and 5 are the two that go together?
Yes.
On page 5, then, we would simply look for those bow ties, and that would indicate where the various valves are. Is that correct?
That's correct. Well, see, not only the bow tie, but you also have a manual control valve and valve boxes, too. Another type of valve, okay? You're looking at two different types of manual control valves.
Why would they use one as opposed to the others?
I don't know.
Does...
Maybe it was cheaper. When the contractor built the freeway, maybe it was cheaper for him to install them. That's just speculation. I'm not sure.
In other words, you'll find different...
A variety, right.
Such as a box type one that will run sprinklers and a bow tie one that will run sprinklers?
You bet.
And there doesn't seem to be any particular reason why one is used as opposed to the other?
That's correct.
We have these together. Let's look at... We'll mark this 7. This information is just simply showing how things go together. Is that correct?
That's all.
When they go to put the system together?
Uh-huh.
And the same goes for what we'll mark as number 8.
Yeah, all this is indicating how some of your systems are put together and also planning.
Again, as to what we'll mark as number 9?
Showing your booster pumps, yeah.
Let's kind of go back to April the 9th, 1984. I'm going to start off on a different tack here. We've looked at some of these daily report logs and that type of thing.
Yes, sir.
Based upon, you know, the fact that you've been a supervisor for 10 years and all the experience that you've had with 17 years with Caltrans as of today, if I were to ask you that I would like to be able to identify all of, let's say, the floodings on the freeway at any given location, If I were to ask you to identify for me all that, let's say, may have occurred on a specific location, could you go to some particular spot and pull records that would identify all of the, say, flooding on a freeway that occurred?
No, sir, no.
In terms of information lines, when you prepare a report or a daily report for the work that's been done, is it just basically on the forms that we've seen here today?
Yes, it is. But the form has been modified somewhat.